Future to look canvas.
Yeah, what happened if we live like a futuristic world where negative evil thoughts got you killed and got you imprisoned immediately? Kind of like Minority Report.
If you don't have the best self-awareness and you continue to make bad choices, eventually those bad choices define who you are.
With DCST.
Like, just try to find ways to spice up your life. Because doing the same thing over and over again, man, you will get to the point where you look in the mirror and like, man, what am I doing?
It's good to encourage yourself to be all that you can be. At the same time, you don't want to sell yourself a pipe dream.
Fuck! You like how I pull a fucking rock, son. I don't want to be a running back, Dad. No, you better get back here or I read this fucking defense. Let's go! Shit. Fuck this shit.
Where that safety at?
Hell yeah. Safety, huh? Safety.
And now, DCST.
How you feeling, man?
Dude, I am feeling spectacular, man, because of the breaking news. Dude, yeah. Man, I was literally eating my lunch, and I saw a Bleacher Report that came across that said, Kawhi Leonard wants out, and he wanted to be a Laker. And I was just like, man, the dominoes are falling, my nigga. Like, man, if we can get Kawhi, LeBron coming, son.
I mean, I think LeBron's coming anyway.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of, like I was telling you before, I don't know if the Spurs brass is stupid enough to give up Kawhi for peanuts.
Yeah, because if you do, he is giving up for peanuts. Because all we got is dudes that have potential to be maybe all-stars.
Yeah.
I see for sure Kyle Kuzma being an all-star in the next, like, 3 to 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon Ingram is up in the air.
Yeah, if you get on his game and stop battling Lonzo and with diss tracks and stuff.
Yeah, man, I think they kind of blew this shit out of proportion, man, because they've been dissing each other like since they've been in the league, and it's like playful.
It's like a friendly competition type thing. I think they're really closer than what people expect, I guess.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, I think it's kind of like their way of, you know, playing tag or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, because you know they're bored. They got all that money. And all you got to do is you pretty much, like, work on your shot, work on your game, and then go out and just chill out. And they can't even do that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just a different generation, man.
Well, I know one thing. Alonzo really better get on his jump shot, because if that nigga don't...
Nigga!
Yeah, he can find himself out of L.A. and somewhere where, you know...
Well, he's not even relevant. It's crazy because just last year, Magic was like, "You see the Raptors up there? I want your number up there." And then be like, "Okay, nigga, we gotta trade you, man. And LeBron coming." Like, I'll change my mind, man. We gonna put LeBron name up there, man. Fuck your ass and your daddy. You know what I'm saying? But dude,
my name is gonna be Raptors, man.
Nigga, fuck you, nigga. Oh, man, that should be so dirty, man. That just shows that anybody's expendable. Unless you out there. That just shows, like, even if you're a rookie, they don't give you no time to develop, man, when you got niggas like that out there. Because part of me wants this young core to stay together and to grow. And then by that time, Golden State will be dismantled. And then we can be new kids on the block. But when LeBron calls, man, hate to say it, man, you got to answer that call. you got to, son. You got to. But the reason Kawhi says he wanted out, it said he had distrust with the front office because he had to have a second opinion on his quad injury. And he said that he just lost trust with the front office because they tried to pressure him to play and he wasn't ready to play. And he says, like, from his camp is saying that the relationship cannot be mended. It's time for him to go. So he's going to be traded. It's just where, because he only has one more year left on his contract. Let's just let's just say they tell him that, like, they come to Kawhi and be like, "Yo, Kawhi, we're not going to trade you. You're going to play for the Spurs this year." He's like, "All right," and then he'll just leave next year for nothing.
Yeah.
So,
the Spurs are too smart to do that, though.
Oh yeah, they're not going to do that shit. But somebody on ESPN said that they should just trade Kawhi. And then ask LaMarcus Aldridge where he wants to go and blow that bitch up and start over.
Mm.
And just say goodbye to Pop. Because they had a good-ass run with Pop.
Yeah, they did.
And just blow it up and start over. And then they'll have time. And then by that time, in their minds, when Golden State is old and LeBron's out the league, we can run this league again. And that's kind of smart. Just go ahead and just blow it up and just start over.
I can see, especially if you trade
Kawhi, because nobody want to be on a team with just LaMarcus Aldridge.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. I just don't see the Spurs, you know, just taking some janky deal. Like, they're gonna get something. Like, I can see them trading them to Utah to get Rudy Gobert, and maybe some other pieces or whatever. But yeah, I just don't see them trading them for nothing.
Yeah, to where he wants to go, too.
Yeah, that's not the Spurs way.
Yeah, man,
you know what? DeAndre Jordan has been trying to get out of, you know, L.A. So, if anything, they might send him to L.A., just not the L.A. team that, you know, you would prefer.
Yeah.
Might be the Clippers, you know, for DeAndre and, you know, whoever else. I could see that happening.
Yeah, I definitely see that happening, man. But, man, I lost it, man. Like, dude, Kawhi, LeBron, and Paul George, or wait on Damian Lillard the following year, man? Shit. Like, dude, we is back, son. That's at least that'll get the Warriors, at least scare the Warriors. So, at least be three squads in the West End. It'll be the Rockets, us, and the Warriors. And I can still see the Warriors winning it next year, but giving them some time to glue and grow together, and then we'll have $46 million of cap space to mess with. We'll be able to bring in role players to surround them niggas with. Oh, God, dude! I can't. Man, make this shit happen, Magic. Make it happen, dog. Make it happen, man. They'll make my fucking summer, dude. But I can't wait for July 1st, dog. There's going to be so many unexpected moves, man. It's going to be freaking insane, man. It's going to be insane. But, so what you think about this rumor? What you think about this rumor going around that's saying that the Warriors are really interested in Anthony Davis?
I think it's just them exploring all their options.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it happened, there wouldn't be any point in watching basketball for the next 3 or 4 years.
Nigga, you say that shit again, dude.
But, I mean, I'm not surprised. I mean, because, hey, who knows? KD might play this, you know, he might play next year and then decide to be out.
Yeah, you never know, man. I just need one of those dominoes falls. If KD, it'd be crazy if, they let KD go and they just bring in AD and just keep this shit rolling. Just keep dynasty rolling. I'd be like, man, God dog, man.
Yeah.
This is bullshit.
Yeah.
And if they did that, man, and made that run, would you consider them one of the like the greatest basketball dynasty of all time, or just a team that just like reload, just stack their team with just talent every year?
You have to. If we consider the Yankees the dynasty. I guess they're like a rolling dynasty because they pretty much do the same thing, man. Like, they just keep reloading the best players. They don't always grow them from, you know, ground up, but they always have the best team.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what the Lakers have been known to do as well.
That's true.
That's what made them, one of the best teams in the NBA, one of the best NBA franchises. Yes, as well as Boston too, man. I don't think we bought as many players as everybody else did, but
y'all have it.
But still, to keep it going, like, you can't call that, especially if like the core is, for the most part, still the same guys. Yeah, it's still a dynasty.
Yeah,
because all they did was just move some pieces around. The only way I don't think it would count towards the dynasty is if Curry leaves or if Klay leaves. One of them two leave, it's a wrap.
Okay, so long as that main core stays the same, if they add pieces, they can be known as one of the greatest dynasties of all time. And they really could.
Yeah.
If they end up getting AD, they can rattle off like 6 rings. Like, man, who's not to say that Curry, Klay could end up with 6 rings when they're all said and done, man?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, it could happen.
It really could.
It really could, man. And it possibly can happen because during the parade, the general manager of the Warriors fucked up and made like a slick joke in front of KD, in front of the whole town before the parade. So the guy hosting the parade asked the GM, was like, "Remember when you said when we won the title that KD had a blank check and he can resign for whatever he wants?" And he was like, "Haha, man, I was just talking, But he's like, you gave Curry the Supermax deal." He was like, "Yeah, but Curry's been here since day one." And everybody was like, "Ooh." And then, like, KD, like, kind of, like, tilted his head to the side and looked at him like, "Nigga, what you just say?" And then he, like, kind of, like, shook his head like, "Okay, all right." And he was like, "Oh, man, I'm just joking." And I was like, "Man, you can't mess with a fragile nigga like that. Like, you already know KD is fragile. His ego is fragile. He's an emotional dude. You can't say that kind of shit. And then you say it in front of a whole crowd and then national TV, like everybody watching."
Yeah, and also you gotta remember, he is deciding to decline his option, so he can resign.
So what happened to somebody getting in his ear? Be like, what happened to Brian in his ear? Be like, "Hey man, just call me to LA. Me, you, and Kawhi." He'd be like, "All right, cool. I ain't gonna loyalties, no way." I'd be like, "Oh no, nigga. I'll take that nigga. He's still a snake, but I'll take that nigga. I'll take that nigga in a heartbeat, man." But yeah, man, you gotta watch what you say, man. Even like jokingly around dudes that are sensitive like that, man.
Yeah.
Man, you gotta watch that shit, man. It's like being around a female that just got fucked and you leave out the room. Tell me, "Hell yeah, blaze that hoe." And then she walked through the door, you're like, "Hey, baby, how you doing?" And she was like, "What? Nigga, fuck you, nigga." Well, yeah, dude, you definitely got to watch that jump, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. People, like, dudes care about their egos. You know what I'm saying? There was a rumor going around, man. I hope they confirm this shit, but, man, they got, like, man, they found, like, another burner account for KD. And on there, he was talking about how he was like, man, like, they were saying, like, if, like, somebody said KD can rattle off 6 rings with the Warriors, and then, like, his burner account supposedly said KD should win 2 more than head to the Wizards. And then another person was saying, like, man, like, KD was trying to give Steph the MVP, but he still ended up having a triple-double. He was like, "Yeah, man, KD was trying his best to help him out, man, but, it just didn't work out that way. So now he a 2-time MVP. And then, like, somebody called out that burner account saying, "Man, is this KD?" And after he did that account blocked him, and then he just, like, deleted the account. So it could have been somebody fucking around online, or that really could have been him, man. And if it is him, I wouldn't even be surprised, dog.
I wouldn't either.
Yeah, because we live in an age of just sensitive athletes. Because, well, you think about it, man. If social media was around back in the day, you think athletes would be acting the same way?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so too, man. It's just they get the benefit of not having it around, so they can just say what they want to say, like how I would have acted.
Yep.
Yeah, man. Just like we were saying earlier, like when people like recant stories, say, hell yeah, man, like I beat that nigga ass. And then like you go to the actual scene and they be up in there like, yeah, man, yeah, blood, it's all love, son. You want me to buy you a sandwich, my nigga? You know what I'm saying? Shit. I'll buy you a new outfit. You know what I'm saying? And then he get by himself like, yeah, I stole that nigga, man. Yeah. But that pussy ass shit. But man, this summer is going to be interesting, man.
Yeah, it will be. Yeah. It's probably going to be like one of the, I guess, do you think it'll be as exciting as 2008, or do you think it's going to be more exciting?
Only because, like, we have a chance of getting, like, top prospects. I think this one will be more exciting. Because Lakers about to come back into prominence, man. Like, shit. Like, we've been down for so long, dude. We need this shit bad. Like, we need this shit bad as hell, man. It was kind of crazy. One report said Kobe said he will not help recruit people to L.A. He's like, man, either you want to be here or not, I ain't got to help recruit you. And then that's the same thing that Ice Cube said. Ice Cube said he's not going to help recruit players here.
That's like, not their job.
It's really not their job, man. Like, if you got to bring in, like, extra celebrities to ask you to play for a squad, you really don't need to play here.
Yeah.
You really don't need to play in L.A., man. You really don't, dude.
Man.
But yeah, we'll definitely see, man. It's gonna be a whirlwind event. We're gonna start hearing rumors, like definitive rumors around, I'll say probably like 2 weeks from now, maybe like the 27th.
Yeah,
that's that Wednesday. So that'll be like, what was it, 1, 2, 3. That'd be like 3 days before free agency actually starts. Because you know niggas making moves now.
Yeah, they are.
And like July 1st is going to be just posturing for the league. So the league won't try to interfere and say it was tampering. So that's all going to be going down, man. But I don't know, man.
I guess just me being an asshole. If I was LeBron, like, no lie, I would come out with the decision part 2.0.
Nigga, that should be funny as hell, man. Niggas in Cleveland be like, oh, fuck. Oh, yeah, speaking of Cleveland, did you see that TMZ video of Tyronn Lue walking out of the club?
Nah.
Yeah, so they were walking out of the club with Chauncey Billups. They're like, hey, Tyronn Lue, are you going to, so you think LeBron's going to re-sign with the Cavaliers? And literally when he said, do you think LeBron's going to re-sign, Tyronn Lue literally like slumped his shoulders and just sunk his head to the side and said, ugh. And then just like walked away. And then it was like, oh, so he was like, oh, so you know something, huh? And then he tried to get in the car. And it was funny as hell because he was sitting in the back seat. And he was trying to yank on the door, and the door wasn't unlocked. And he was trying to yank on the door, trying to get in the car. That shit was funny as hell, dog. Yeah, if y'all get a chance, go look at that video. That shit was funny. But yeah. If you're Tyronn Lue, do you even still coach that team, or you just like quit?
Anybody with common sense would stay there as long as they could.
They collect them checks.
Which might only be like 20 games.
Yeah, he's going to get fired quick, nigga.
Because that's what happened. The first time, as soon as LeBron left Cleveland the first time, Mike Brown, I don't think he was there for like 17 games, something like that.
Hell
right
yeah.
After that, they fired him. So, it's going to be hard for him, man. Like, I feel bad for him already because
it's a wrap.
Yeah, I don't see them winning. I don't see them winning 20 games next year.
And then they said if LeBron gone, they said they're going to automatically just going to trade Kevin Love because his price tag. They're going to try to get rid of him ASAP.
Yeah, I mean, you got to do something because you're going to be rebuilding everything.
Hell yeah, dude. Them niggas ain't going to be relevant. Them niggas going to go from being relevant to not relevant to relevant to not relevant again, though. Yeah.
I just hope that the economy doesn't crash as hard as it did the first time LeBron left.
Yeah, because it's going to, nigga. If I was a small business in Cleveland, I'd be trying to find a way to move out now. Especially if your whole business revolved around like Cavs games.
Yep.
And LeBron, I would try to get out as quick as I could. And I'd cut my losses, be like, fuck it. And like, hey man, let's go down to the salami shop, man, and go ahead and get us one of those LeBron sandwiches. And then you walk around the corner and be like, nigga, what the fuck? Clothes? Out of business? Oh, yeah, nigga, I gotta go. And then fuck you. I know where LeBron goes. Because, you know, LeBron brings in $300 million a year to whatever city he plays in, nigga.
That's crazy.
He has that much cachet. And just coming to L.A. just makes a lot of sense, man, just because the rumors about his kids coming here, coming to L.A., are pretty much confirmed, because I know Gary Payton confirmed it. And then Scottie Pippen pretty much says a done deal on the jump on ESPN. So he's like, man, I can't even lie to you, man. It's like, it's not official yet, but it's going to be official soon. So, and then like, you're not going to see, like, I know, I understand, man. You can have a private jets and all that. So where his kids go aren't really a big issue. He can really, you know, fly to them and see them. But he really is a family man, from what I've heard. We'll go into that in a second. So he's going to want to be where his kids are. So if his kids aren't enrolling in L.A., man, it's a done deal. I know in Vegas they have the Lakers, the top pick for him to sign with next year. I just want to see what kind of deal LeBron signs. He gonna sign another one and out deal just to see what Magic can do and Rob Pelinka can do, or is he gonna sign a long term deal?
I mean, I could see it being long term because I mean, think about it.
Yeah,
he's not gonna just go there for 1 year. Like he's trying to continue. Building, you know, he's trying to continue being a mogul. He's trying to continue building, you know, that LeBron James brand. So, at least 4 years.
That'll be his rest of his career.
Yeah, as I'm saying. Yeah. His oldest son is, you know, he's about to go to high school. So.
That's true. So.
I don't see it, you know. I don't know. He may stay as long. I guess he might try to stay as long to see if he could actually play as long as his son, if he can get into NBA. Because they say that his son's pretty good.
Yeah, I watched some of his highlights on YouTube, man. That motherfucking shoot. And he plays just like his daddy, man. He incorporates everybody. He always made the right basketball play from what I've seen. So his daddy already rubbing off on him. And I'm like, man, you won't be one of those, one of the greatest, nigga. Watch some Kobe film. Watch some MJ film, nigga. Be a Mohawk, nigga. But speaking of like LeBron being a family man, hey, remember past couple episodes when I was talking about, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Homeboy is back, dog. And nigga back. And he said he's gonna write a tell all book how he had an affair with Beyonce and how he has a out of wedlock baby too. This nigga, if it didn't come out dead, if he comes up dead, nigga, y'all know what's up. Or if he goes back into the shadows, that means he got some more money. Like, it gets to the point where if a nigga gonna fleece you for money every single time, but then say he'll go on somewhere, then the money run out, and he comes back. One or two things got to happen, man. I ain't condoning this shit, but I'm just going to say it. You got to kill that nigga. Yeah, you got to kill that nigga. Or you got to let your image be tainted. Because, like, man, think about it. So, if LeBron has a baby out of wedlock, and he also had an affair with Beyonce, the affair with Beyonce would actually boost his status in a lot of people's eyes, which I don't understand, but the kid out of wedlock would just blow up his whole clean image.
Yeah,
it would fucking destroy it, dude.
I would say so.
Hell yeah.
Look at Tiger. I mean, that pretty much destroyed him.
Yeah, he used to be on commercials like almost every single day, dude. You couldn't go a day without seeing a nigga on commercial. Now you can barely see him.
Yeah.
You can't promote. Like, you can't promote an adulterer. You can't.
Yeah.
It's tough.
I'm trying to think, man. Because, I mean, even since then, man, like, his play has just gone all the way down.
He's done, man. I'm tired of ESPN trying to be a part of that.
I know.
Yeah, trying to be a part of the resurrection of his career, trying to be there. Be like, we were there first when he resurrected his career. He's done ESPN. Yeah. He ain't coming back.
Like, he can barely make a second cut.
Yeah.
Like, just get out of it, man. Just get out of it. Cut your losses. And that's the thing, though. Like, they have to do that, though. They have to do that because without Tiger, golf is trash.
Yeah, nobody watches golf, man.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So, without Tiger, there is no golf.
Nope.
Like, you know, they just don't have – they don't have anybody with enough charisma to carry the sport.
They really don't, man.
I mean, they just – I mean, it just – you know, for the longest, golf has just always been that, you know, old man sport to me, it seems like. And, you know, nobody but old men or old people, you know, want to sit back and really watch golf. But Tiger was, you know, Tiger made it. He brought urban appeal to it.
He really did, man. I ain't going to lie. I bought a set of golf clubs because of Tiger. And then when I found out that he don't consider himself black, I threw the bitches away.
And that's the thing, like, you know, of course, everybody, you know, as soon as he said that stuff, like, we kind of started pulling away. But the white people still liked him, though.
Of course, because, you know, he separated himself from niggas.
Yeah. Mm. So, but ever since his play's gone in the toilet, man, like, nobody can, you know, nobody can keep golf afloat. So with this LeBron thing, I think the only thing that will save him if he does, if things do come out that, you know, he's, you know, been cheating on his wife and stuff, like the only thing that I could see keeping him afloat is if, like, that nigga got to win rings. He gotta win rings. That's the only thing that's gonna keep him afloat.
He gotta start rattling off rings.
Yeah. He could either be an adulterer, but the GOAT.
Yeah.
Or he could be a failure and, you know, a no good nigga.
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah, that's true, man. Winning does mask a lot of shit, like.
Yeah.
All right, man. Kobe sodomized that woman in Colorado, and niggas forgot about it. Except for ST. ST never forget. ST never forget that shit, man.
I can't, man.
And nigga Kobe sodomized a hoe. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another great episode of the Black Cameras Podcast. We're our weekly podcast show that comes on whenever we fucking feel like it or whenever we have time to. You know what I'm saying? At least every day on your favorite podcasting services, which are iTunes, YouTube, Stitcher, AudioMac, and CastBox. And soon, Google Podcasts. Google Podcasts is coming. So we're definitely going to be on there as well. Also, you can follow us on your favorite social media sites, which is at BlankCamerasECST on Twitter. Same thing for Instagram, and the same motherfucking thing for Facebook. And without further ado, let's get to the news.
Let's get it.
ST, what's up with your boy Dennis Rodman, man?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Dude.
I knew Dennis was somewhat, I knew he was somewhat, I don't know, I thought maybe it was just him being weird, but I kind of always figured he was somewhat of a coon.
Yeah.
But to this degree, I didn't think it was possible. I knew he had, like, you know, I guess, I don't know, what would you call this? An affection for, you know, North Korea or whatever.
Yeah. Obsession?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, when we first heard about his, I guess, contributions to, you know, North Korea or whatever he was doing, I guess being, I guess, U.S. ambassador. I guess, you know, my first thought was, you know, why North Korea? Like, what's the big deal? I don't understand. Like, why would you want to mess with them people? Because, you know, they don't like us. I don't know. And then, you know, to see this, you know, this mess, like this, you know, past couple weeks or whatever, him crying and stuff.
Because, yeah, man. It seemed like that shit was like drug-induced crying too, man. Cause that shit was like random out of nowhere, man.
It's just, and, well, Dennis has always been known to be a crier, though. So he's been crying.
Yeah, since that is right, man. My bad. That is right.
Yeah, he's been crying since he got in the league. And, you know, and I guess nothing against Dennis. It's, you know, he's had a pretty troubled life, I guess. You know, it's him not being able to, you know, get along with his mother or whatever, for whatever reason. I don't know. I guess all Dennis's life, he's been cast as a, you know, a throwaway or, you know, somebody that was told that, you know, I guess he would never amount to anything or whatever, which is probably, you know, provoked most of the outlandish things that Dennis Rodman has ever done, in his, you know, professional career or outside of. But I don't know. I don't know. Maybe this is his way to be, you know, accepted. Because I feel like maybe his whole career, or, you know, as we've known him, I feel like maybe that's all he's ever wanted was just to be accepted.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I guess, you know, since, you know, people, I guess since people never really, you know, looked out or cared about Dennis in the first place, why should he care about what, you know, other people think? As, you know, as far as him, you know, teaming up with, you know, 45 and, you know, his people to, I guess, quote unquote, promote world peace or whatever. I don't know, man. Dennis has always been a strange character.
Yeah, he wearing that wedding dress.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did that bullshit, that fuck shit.
I just think he's looking for acceptance still, you know, at this stage in his life, you know, NBA Hall of Famer.
Yeah, I know. Going down as one of the best rim protectors, one of the best rebounders in NBA history.
Yeah.
And he's still just trying to find acceptance, man. It's kind of fucked up in a way, if you think about it, man.
Yeah.
If somebody has to live their life still searching for affection and acceptance when you're almost like to a certain extent, like a national treasure.
I don't know. I guess you could kind of, I don't know. I still kind of see Dennis Rodman as like a kid, though. I you know, just trying to, I guess, make up for, you know, his childhood. I don't know. It's just what it seems like. It just seems like Dennis is always doing something, you know, to seek attention.
Yeah, or, you know, that is true.
You know, to be accepted. So maybe that's what this is. You know, maybe, I don't know. Maybe he's done a lot of research over this North Korea thing. And, you know, maybe he's seeing one of the things that he put, you know, I guess, some time and effort in, you know, is turning out, I guess, for the best, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe that's, you know, the reason why he's emotional about it. I don't know, but.
Is that crack talking?
Yeah, it might be, man. But of course, you know, 45, you know, I guess given his one word explanations of how things, you know, planned out.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like, what are we planning to, like, what are they planning to get out of this? Like, what is the end game for this North Korea crap?
According to 45, it was funny because he was talking to a reporter, and a reporter came up to him and was like, why are you condoning somebody that treats their own citizens pretty much just saying all terms like crap? And he says, he says, so he won't come and nuke us so you can have a safe life. I was like, that was just so, that was just so passive, the way how he said it. And just like, out of norm, talking about just so he wouldn't nuke us. I'm like, good Lord, dude.
Well, I mean, I guess it just seems like he's doing stuff just to be doing stuff.
Yeah, all the people he pardoning, like he's pardoning random people, dead people. I'm just like... like all the people he pardoned is dead. Like, dude, you're not, especially the black people that he's doing. Like, dude, this is like some old bullshit symbolic gestures that dumb people would be like, oh man, that's nice. But smart people would be like, nigga, that nigga been dead for like 20 years. Why you pardoning that nigga? Because you know election time is coming up, so he's trying to do some shit to pacify black people. Yeah, like, man, he ain't that bad. He pardoned black people. Like, nigga been dead for like 20 years. What the fuck going on?
I don't know, man. Like, speaking of pardoning, there were reports saying that he's trying to pardon himself from some things.
Yeah.
And it's like, wait a minute, you're the president of the United States. Why are you pardoning yourself? Like, what are you doing behind closed doors?
Yeah.
That, you know, like, I don't know, man. This country's so corrupt, and like, you know, only a couple people have the balls, you know, to question his antics.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I think if he hadn't gone to North Korea, then I don't think we didn't have to worry about North Korea anyway. And I don't understand the point of having this meeting.
Yeah, because he really hasn't come out and say, but they're just trying to put it all around like them disarming their nukes, which I'm just like, they're not going to do. Because if you think about war and war economics 101, you can never leave yourself vulnerable any kind of attacks, man. You got to have defense mechanisms so niggas be like, okay, I'm not going to fuck with this country because I know the repercussions. And that's why North Korea has a whole bunch of damn nukes and why they always at least 20 times a year shooting nukes into the ocean.
Yeah.
Just letting you know, like, hey, we have the capabilities of reaching you, and we will do it if we need to do it. And that's why people always be with their military. So people will be like, man, we want to start a war with them. They'll be like, okay, what kind of army do they have? And they'll be like, okay, if we do this, this is how many casualties we're going to have. It's not fucking worth it. So I was laughing when I heard this shit. I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh, you're going to sign a treaty, a peace treaty to disarm yourself. But U.S. is not going to disarm themselves of nukes. Okay, that's going to work. Let's shut the fuck up.
Yeah, like, that's the thing, man. I just don't understand how... I don't understand how they think people are stupid.
I don't know. They're trying to pull the wool over somebody's eyes. It'll work for, like, the bumblefuck town, you know, like, somewhere in, like, North Dakota. Yeah. That motherfuckers will believe it. But niggas like in Manhattan or, you know what I'm saying, where we live, they be looking like, man, this ain't shit. This is just posturing. Yeah. For no, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's all it is.
And, you know, there was a little blurb saying that 45 thinks that, you know, all Americans should be like North Koreans.
Shit.
I was like, what, mindless and, you know, not questioning the government?
Yeah, that's what they want. That's what all governments want.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. That shit never gonna happen here. We're too far gone. We have too many quote unquote liberties as is, man. We will revolt. But a lot of people don't know. A lot of people don't know that there's a lot of internment camps all over the United States just waiting to put people in it. If we do rebel against the government, them camps are already ready and already got soldiers there ready to wrangle people up and put them shits in internment camps, man. So people gotta watch out. Now the government has a plan if we do get out of control, out of hand. Just thinking that they're gonna bow down, like, no, they're gonna put motherfuckers in check. And then real shit gonna start going down. And they be like, man, this is how we wanna run the country anyway. Oh yeah, man. This shit's only a matter of time.
I was about to say, but do you think there would actually be, like, soldiers who would, you know, look around and say, wait a minute, this isn't right. Do you think they would actually?
Yeah, you know, they would do it, but they're going to be put right up in the camps too.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Like it's going to be somebody's going to follow orders. And everybody's not going to be like, man, no, fuck you. It's going to be somebody's going to be like, man, now these are orders. I got to follow orders.
Yeah.
Man, like a dumbass.
Yeah.
But yeah, because the government really wanted to do it, they could do it with a snap of a finger, nigga.
Yeah, they could.
Niggas could just wake up and just be like, man, what the fuck is this? And it'd be too late. And yeah, nigga, be like Drake when that damn story Adidon hits.
No, nigga.
Let me go regroup with my people at Degrassi. And hopefully all niggas forget about this shit. Like, yeah, man, real quick, man, on Drake, man, like, no matter how I look at that nigga now, man, it's not the same, dog.
Yeah.
It's not the same. Like, you can't be coming up with no hard lyrics. You can't be saying nothing like, man, I'm a do this or that to a nigga. Just like, nah, man, you lost. And this shit's horrible. This shit could be, like, career-changing for, like, real hip-hop fans. But, you know, the white kids just love his music. Yeah. We'll forget about it. Because people are already talking about Scorpion now, man. They're just like, man, I can't wait for Scorpion, man. This shit about to be hot. Man, this something about to be ridiculous. I'm like, you know, niggas just not forgetting. Nigga lost his rap battle.
I think the true hip-hop people, I think they know that, you know, they're always going to have that, yeah, okay, nigga, but you still lost that battle.
Hell yeah, I had those people. Yep.
I mean, because I, for one, like I said, I'm looking forward to Scorpion. I just want to hear, you know, what he has to say. Because, I, if he doesn't throw any subliminals towards Pusha T or Kanye's way, I know he's going to at least talk about it.
Yeah.
On the album. He's going to, at least.
They say he has a response on the album. And I was going to ask you, like, should he just let this shit go?
He might as well. Because
he needs to.
Because he, you know, according to Jay Prince, Drake gave him his word that he wouldn't, you know, go back at him.
Yeah.
But, you know, and so like I was saying, you know, if it's over, it's over. Like, I don't, you know, we shouldn't have to hear you say anything else because, you know, you limped away like a wounded animal.
Yeah, like a pussy.
Basically, man. This is the way I look at it.
Yeah.
And it's funny, man, how the, you know, the two beefs differ. Like, man, Drake gets personal all the time.
Yeah.
All the time. Like, that nigga always, you know, uses something personal, you know, whether it be somebody's relationship or, you know, something like that. Like, he always goes personal.
Mm-hmm.
So the first time that somebody throws a counterpunch and it staggers him a little bit. It's like, oh, let me call in, you know, and let me get the big boys out here because, I can't, all of a sudden, I can't handle myself.
Yeah. I can't my own way.
Yeah. So, I don't know, but I see it as Drake is a bully who got his ass beat. He went back and told on the person who beat his ass. And then they came up and was like, "All right, enough of this. If, you know, you touch my kid again, you know, we're going to have to get you." But I don't know, man. Drake, I mean, I definitely lost some respect.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, man. People are already going in on him because, like, his album art came out for Scorpion. And people are already, like, putting on their, like, Jordan crying face on there. And then somebody had another picture talking about Drake's album cover. And it was, like, him healing out Young Thug. And then he had, like, a Photoshop of him with, like, him holding a baby, like, by his waist.
Yeah.
So
I don't know, man. I still want to see, you know, what kind of songs he gonna give us. I know he gonna give us some hits.
Oh yeah, of course, man. He always give us hits, man. You know, somebody there for him.
Yeah.
somebody in the wings waiting for him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, yeah,
I think this is two strikes for him though.
Yeah, it is.
Strike number one was, you know, the whole ghostwriting allegations.
Yeah.
Strike number two was him, you know, getting a towel thrown in for this beef. So, you know, I don't know, man.
I know some more L's than they can take.
Yeah, man. Like, at this point, I don't know. That's the thing, man. Like, he's always been gung-ho about giving niggas the business if they wanted it.
Yeah.
He's always been like that. So, the first time he gets somebody who can, you know, touch him lyrically.
Hell yeah. Touch that nigga up. He does that nigga off, nigga.
Yeah, he did.
Nah, dog.
Right, you know, and all of a sudden, niggas got, you know, problems with Pusha T because, he exposed the nigga, you know. But if the shoe was on the other foot, guarantee you.
If the shoe was on the other foot, man, that nigga Jay Prince would have came out and been like, man, no, let's stop this, man. He would have been like, murk that nigga. Yeah. Yeah, dude. You're right, ST. If the shoe was on the other foot, man, the beat would still be going on.
It would.
Hell yeah, man.
Or we'd be talking about how bad Pusha T got done in right now.
Hell yeah. And you don't see, you probably would have seen Kanye come out and say something, but Kanye wouldn't have stopped it. He would have came off some shit just like, you know, I'm all about love and all the other stuff. But he wasn't trying to stop the beef.
That's all good and everything. But, man, I don't know. Kanye, man. I don't know, man. I'm disappointed, dude.
Yeah, I am too. I'm extremely disappointed. You like that on that song, Yikes? The funniest line on that song, you talking about, nigga, me being bipolar, my superpower, nigga. Ah! I'm just like,
yeah.
Like, kids don't need to be hearing that shit, man. Because they'll be like, man, yeah, me being mentally disabled, having a mental disorder, is my superpower. I know you're trying to make something negative into a positive, but some people won't get that.
No, they don't.
Yeah, you know, because they're not smart enough to get it. He had a good run, ST. It's okay.
He had a good run, man. I just think, like, even his rhymes, man, like, they're not even as poignant as they used to be.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know. It's like he's not even trying anymore. So. But.
When you say this shit, you hate
it. I mean, yeah. I mean, for what it's worth, Kids See Ghosts, for the most part, I mean, it's decent.
Yeah, it ain't bad.
It's decent.
Yeah, he said, like ST said, he said all his beats. He said all his damn beats for that album.
Yeah,
because he sacrificed that Ye album. The Ye beats were not there. You know, Kid Cudi on his Kid Cudi shit, you know, doing this thing, you know, talking about depressing shit.
like he always do.
Always do, That's just his style.
Yeah, he's been doing that since he came out, nigga.
This is day one. Like, that nigga let you know I'm my whole world's fucked up. And I ain't scared to tell you either.
Yep.
For real. And sometimes we need honest people like that in the world. Just let people know, like, man, every day is not going to be a bright and sunny day. It's not going to be a lovely day. Sometimes we need that kind of music, man. Just to let people know that. Let other people know. Everybody got problems and everybody's human, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Sometimes showing your vulnerable side, even in hip-hop, can be impactful and be powerful.
Yeah.
It really can.
I mean, well, you know, everybody, you know, loves that, you know, when people can be vulnerable.
Yeah.
Even though you're a star or whatever, you're still human. Yep. You're still like everybody else. You still carry some of the same emotions that everybody else does. You know, does it make you, you know, unreachable, you know, as a person?
Yeah.
So I think from that standpoint, that's probably one of the reasons why everybody loves Cudi.
Because,
you know, he's so, you know, I guess he's wrestling with You know,
his
I
demons.
Know. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Like, I kind of feel like a lot of people, especially when they do this, I kind of feel like they're a bit inauthentic.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like everybody, it seems like everybody who's famous wrestles with their demons, or they wrestle with the gift and the curse of being famous. Drake used to do that mess.
Yeah.
And, you know, at the same time, I'm like, man, stop it, dude, because, you know, you love this life.
Exactly.
If you didn't, you know, you would have gave it up.
Yeah, man. So,
but, I don't know, man.
And speaking of which, man, I'm glad you brought it up. That's another thing I hate about, like, celebrities and people that, like, have money. Like, they'll be, like, trying to, like, put out, like, certain tweets and be like, man, money's not the key to all success, or you don't need money to make yourself happy. Like, nigga, you already got it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can't tell somebody they ain't got it, especially somebody damn stomach, like, stomach touching their ribs and shit, trying to find out where the next meal at, talking about money not everything. You can find happiness within yourself. And that is a true statement, but don't be saying that shit when you got it like that. And it's in abundance. That kind of shit always came off to me as being inauthentic, man.
Yeah,
we're just trying to say something to make yourself more grounded. Knowing you'll lose your fucking mind if you stepped on the ground and fucking damn floor is not heated.
Mm-hmm.
You about to be able to kill somebody for that shit, man.
Yeah.
All right, man. So I'm not saying that you need money. You don't really need money to be happy, but you need it to survive in this life, man. You need it.
Yeah.
And it does bring you a certain amount of happiness. I remember there was like a Harvard study that I read. It said once you get past $175,000 a year, they said that the level of happiness doesn't increase at all, no matter how much money you make. So let's say that's the amount of money people need to make to achieve financial happiness, which also kind of leaks into happiness in other parts of your life. But once you reach past that amount, it don't even matter. Say it just it's ineffective to that person.
Wow.
So I can definitely see that. Cause you know, at that point, if you make like $175,000 a year, you're pretty much comfortable. You got you a nice house, a nice car, and you got a lot of discretion. You got a lot of discretionary income. That's what a lot of people just want. They want a place to stay, someplace safe to stay.
And nice, money to spend.
And money to spend. That's what everybody wants.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If I had that, I wouldn't care about what the next nigga had. I wouldn't give a fuck. I'm like, man, I got my shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. So I just don't want to hear no celebrities talking about, man, find inner peace. You don't need all that shit. Like, no, nigga, you got it. You achieved it. You deserved it because you got to that point. But don't sell niggas on some bullshit.
Yeah.
Because if I came to your house and say, hey, you had to start over and you're broke again, you'd be someone about to try to kill my ass and be screaming. Like, no, nigga, no. I'm like, oh, okay, I thought this did bring you happiness, though. Oh, yeah, it don't. Like, nah, too late. Too late, nigga. You failed, nigga. You failed.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, man. But, man, we definitely got to get into this news topic before we get to our topic. Dude. Hey, it's funny, y'all, man. Before we got on the show, I was trying to tell ST about Kelly Winslow Jr., but I kept fucking up his name. And I was like, man, y'all, you hear about Kelly Winslow? And then I said, you hear about Kenny Winslow? And he was like, nigga, who the fuck are you talking about? Because I was excited because, like, this nigga's in a lot of trouble. And I was like, how come? I was like, I'm surprised ST ain't heard about this shit. And then that nigga ST was like in ST fashion, he's like, nigga, don't you mean Kellen Winslow, my nigga? So, man, so Kellen Winslow, a lot of people don't know who he is. He was a former Miami Hurricane tight end, and he played in the league since 2004 to 2013. He made the Pro Bowl in 2007 with the Browns. Mm-hmm. This motherfucker has, 9 counts, 9 criminal charges, which include kidnapping with the intent to commit rape, forcible sodomy, burglary, incident exposure, and more. And if he's found guilty on all 9 counts, he's facing life in prison. Life, oof. Life.
Oh, life.
You stupid nigga.
Somebody gave me life.
Hell yeah, nigga. But that shit's fucking crazy, man. So they say he was pretty much stalking older homeless women.
Jesus.
Taking them up in his car, like taking them to a motel, raping them, and then dropping them back on the street. What kind of sick shit is that, man?
Okay. So let me just run by the checklist real quick. Okay. Wow. Number one, he's a light skinned nigga.
Yep.
Check.
Check.
Number two, pretty successful in his career. You know, millionaire. Check. I'm sure he has like, or has had a nice little group of ladies.
Yeah. Wait till you hear some of these ages that he was raping, man. You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
54, 59, gee. 71, 86.
Wow.
Yeah, man, he done, dog. Especially with the Me Too movement going on right now.
Yeah.
That nigga's done, man. And he black?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, man. You got a triple whammy, nigga. You done, son. You are done. I don't think he gonna get life, but I think he at least get 30 years. But what made you do that? Like, what made you want to just... I know, like, people say when people rape other people, especially when men rape women, it's a power thing. So it's something that just... It's something about their ego. They're stroking their ego when they do it. But why older women, man? It will never know because you'll never come out and say it. But that's ridiculous.
I don't know, man. I'm thinking it may have been a power thing. It may have been a shoot. I don't know. It may have been a convenience thing. It may have been an instance in which, hey, I don't want to have to work hard to get some pussy. So I'm going to just take some old pussy that, you know, just discarded on the streets. I don't know, man. Like, I wish I could tell you what be going through these niggas' minds when they...
We ain't crazy, so you can't, man. We can't do it.
I don't know, dude. Like, that's just eerie, dude.
Yeah, and then it was crazy, man. Like, everybody else is running with the story, but ESPN not even touching it. I still ain't seen that shit on ESPN yet.
Yeah. Why should ESPN touch that?
Well, he is a former football player. And then...
That's true.
Yeah, you know they're always trying to, you know, bring niggas down, too. So I'm just wondering why they ain't hit that nigga yet, man. But
that's true, too.
Yeah, dude. So I wonder what they hold. I guess just LeBron just... Take up the LeBron and then Kawhi take up the airways right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Well, I guess Kellen Winslow, and let's make this right. It's Kellen Winslow Jr.
Yeah, my bad. Yeah. So, yeah, my bad. Jr. My bad, y'all.
I guess it would be different if he were a bigger star.
Yeah.
But being that, you know, he had so many chances in the NFL and pretty much screwed them all up, he didn't capitalize on his, you know, his opportunities.
And his father's name.
Yeah. Oh, man. I know his dad is sick.
Dude. He came for money because his daddy was a great yeah. tight end. Yeah. So he come for money, man. And then he got a little money of his own. And he out here doing this.
Yeah.
He trying to blame me. Probably, you know what he going to do, right?
What?
Blame it on that CTE.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yep, I would.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. He might try to cop out that way.
Hell yeah. If that shit to get me out of jail or give me a lighter sentence, I'm like, like some shit. I want cookies. Like, you start just going crazy, nigga. Shit. like hitting your head up against the table. Once you get into the court office, man, make your shit. Like, do you try to get out of here, man? Like, oh, he's crazy. He don't deserve to be in jail. Then you get out of jail, like, yeah, let's get back to it. good. But man, dude, he at least getting 15 off top. He getting 15, yeah, man.
Probably so. Let's hope he gets some mental help too.
Man. Yeah, man. I just hope he gets some help, man. Cause he's 34 years old. He threw away the rest of his life, man.
Yeah, that's super young, man.
Cause he like the second like major athlete that was like got caught in rape charge that we know of, like him and Darren Sharper.
Yeah.
Now we had a field day with that shit, nigga.
Yeah, we did.
Cause that shit was out of nowhere.
Yeah, it was. Darren Sharper, he's not a bad looking dude.
Yeah, so man, I don't understand it.
I don't understand why he has to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, man, that's all I'm thinking too. I was like, man, like the dude was a safety. So he wasn't a big dude. He had to lose no weight. And then every time women would be on, like women would see him on TV, like, okay, he fine, yada yada yada, but he still out there had to rape women, man, which I don't understand. Yeah. Yeah. Like, you got money, you're not ugly, and the war's your oyster.
Yeah, man.
I never understand it, man. Shit. Oof. Yeah. These niggas, I ain't stupid, dude.
Yeah, man.
I never understand that shit, man. All right, man, let's go ahead and get to this juicy-ass topic.
let's get it.
Also, ST, man, let the family know what we're talking about.
All right, y'all. This week.
Speaking of life sentences.
Yeah. Yeah. Might as well be.
Yeah.
Lil Wayne is finally free, y'all.
Weezy F. Davey. Dude, like, man, when I read the news, the first part I thought about was you, because you know how we always been on Birdman ass. Hell yeah. I was like, man, I gotta get the ST, dog, and I gotta talk to him about this shit, dude. Like, man, it took all this time, man, but he finally free. I know he reached a settlement. What, like 10 million? How much was Birdman have to pay?
Actually, nothing. I think it's with everything that Wayne is supposed to get. I think it's tens of millions.
Shit, so damn.
It may not be 10 exactly. It may be, I don't know. It could be I don't know. He may get up to what he was asking for, which is about 51 million.
Damn,
it's possible that he can get up to that, but. Basically, Universal Music Group buy Wayne out of his contract, as well as give Wayne, you know, his money that he's been looking for. Because according to Wayne, if you don't know, he hasn't received any advances for Carter 3, Carter 4. he hasn't seen any royalties from Drake. From any of the Drake or Nicki albums.
Holy shit.
And of course he hadn't received his advance for the Carter 5. So with all of that said, all of that money not being there, he decided not to put out the Carter 5, because I think what he was doing before, he was like, okay, well, I'm sure he'll give me the money at some point in the town. I'm gonna go ahead and put this album out, you know. And, you know, let me get, I guess, whatever money I can get real quick. But the thing is, Universal they cut a check to Cash Money for $100 million back, I can't remember when it was. It like, I think it was somewhere between 2009 and maybe 2013 or 14 or 15, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But they cut a check for $100 million, and that money was supposed to, you know, half of it was supposed to go to Cash Money, and, you know, the other half was supposed to go to Young Money. It was, you know, some of the advance money for not only Lil Wayne's projects, but whoever else had projects on Young Money, and of course the other half was for Cash Money, but I don't even think they might have had like one or two artists on Cash Money back then. But that was money that, you know, Birdman was supposed to split with Wayne. And of course he never saw a penny of it.
Birdman splitting money? I know a nigga threw up in his mouth when he heard that.
Man, my thing is, for Wayne, when he re-signed with Cash Money, what people don't know is that deal, I think it included a job title of president of Cash Money Records.
Okay.
Along with Wayne having his own imprint, which is Young Money. But here's the kicker. In that deal, Baby, his percentage was 51%. And Wayne's percentage was 49%. So if you really look at it, Baby owned Young Money as well. He owned the major portion of the money. So, like I was telling EC, he kind of brought this on himself, because it's like, how do you not look at that and say, well, wait a minute. Why do you get 51% if this is my company?
He got to find that lawyer that read that fine print.
I don't know. That junk ain't right, though.
You think, like I asked you earlier, man, do you think it was like just a form of loyalty, you know, that Wayne has to Baby? Because, you know, they done kissed, and we all seen the picture. You know what I'm saying? They tone each other down and shit. And, you know, like, Baby kind of, like, put him on, like, started his career. Do you think it came from a place of loyalty where he's just like, man, he's gotten me here, so at least I owe him this? Or you just think that nigga was just dumb?
A little bit of both.
Yeah.
You know, when you come from the streets, loyalty is everything.
It is, man. All you have is your word.
Yeah.
In the street. That's all you got, man. Balls in your word.
But in the real world, where, you know, most business is being conducted.
Yep, that's true.
You have to understand the parameters of all the facets of business. Because if you don't, things like this will happen, and, you know, and people would cheat you out of everything that you're supposed to get. And, you know, and that's why people tell young artists now, learn how to read your paperwork, learn how the business works, because if you don't, you'll end up with nothing.
Yeah.
And everything that you worked hard for will be gone. And, you know, to Birdman's credit, like, this nigga's so much of a G that not only do you not pay the nigga that is suing you, but you get the niggas that pay you to pay the nigga that is wanting you to pay. That nigga's a G. And I don't know, maybe Universal is scared of Birdman. Maybe that's what it is.
It's probably what it is, man. He probably still got people in the streets he can call on. But didn't they say he was like an honorary blood? He want like a real blood?
I don't know nothing about that.
Yeah, I heard a rumor about that. Him and Wayne were like just honorary bloods, so they just paid their money, like all rappers do.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, I mean, I've heard so many things like them niggas ain't real bloods, and
yep.
I done heard all kinds of crap, but that's none of my business. But yeah. Like, I really want to know Birdman's motivation.
Money.
Well, yeah, I know that, but yeah. I just want to know, like, you know, this is a nigga that, you know, you call your son, but, like, why would you, you know, why would you keep him from, you know, what he's owed? Like, you don't even honor the contract that you drew up, and it was in your favor.
Yeah, I guess, man, it's just a nigga spending beyond his means, man, and just getting greedy, man, that greed.
Well, yeah. Anytime, you know, I remember watching like old videos where he used to say he always kept, you know, 200 bands on him everywhere he went every day. And I was like, okay, there's no way. There's no way that you could be a billionaire and you spending that kind of money every day. Like, there's no way.
No way, dude. None. Yeah, so I guess that's why he was just trying to fuck Wayne just to keep the lifestyle up, man.
Yeah. So I think now my biggest question would be, all right, now what is Universal going to do to Birdman about this money situation? Like, are they going to come to him and be like, all right, now this is what we need from you. Like, we need 15 albums. Where he going to get those 15 albums from, I don't know. Because I know he can't fulfill them all.
Sure can't. Ain't no way, though. Manny Fresh ain't got no beats for that shit.
Oh, shoot. Manny don't even work with that nigga no more.
Oh, you don't?
No, he dipped out when the Hot Boys left.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that, man. See how out of touch I'm in with Manny? Damn, I thought them niggas still working together. Damn!
That nigga been gone.
That nigga Manny smart.
Well, the thing where they had interviews interviewing Manny, you know, they was asking him why he left. He's like, well, shoot, everybody can't be saying the same thing and be wrong.
Yeah.
So he said he started looking at his stuff. He said stuff, you know, it just wasn't right. The business wasn't right. So he had to leave too.
Hell yeah, man. You got to eat, man. Yeah. Life too short to be getting fucked over all the time.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's the thing. I wonder, is Universal still going to make Birdman, you know, honor those contracts? Like, you know, is he finally going to put out the artists that he's been keeping on the shelves?
He's going to have to.
Like, I don't know. Because, like, there's no way that he could just, you know, I don't think he could just sit there and, you know, just, you know, exist. You gotta put somebody out.
It exists, yeah. Had that money still rolling in.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I think at one point he was just signing niggas just to get checks from Universal. It's like, okay, hey, I you know, I got this new artist.
I got Bibbidi-Bop. and nigga hot water, you know, Bibbidi Bop coming, son. It's like, okay, yeah, we believe Birdman. It's like, yeah, nigga. And then they rubbing his hands together, like, got another one.
Yeah. I don't know, like, that's the thing. Like, he gonna have to take somebody off the shelves.
Got to, man.
Cause he ain't got Wayne no more.
Yeah, they gotta call his bluff too. Yeah.
So I'm wondering, you know. I'm wondering what his next moves are going to be. Like, who's he going to be putting out next? You know, like, because, you know, that, what's his face? Jacquees, he not, I don't think he's working out so hot.
Mm-hmm.
He's all right, but, you know, I don't think he's working out. But yeah, he got artists on his roster. I just don't, you know, just nobody knows who they are because, you know, they don't ever get a chance to shine. So, I don't know, man.
The jig might be up.
Just might be, dude.
Yeah.
And I think that might be his biggest mistake is allowing Wayne to leave.
Yeah. He held on as long as he could, though. I give him that. I got to respect him on that. Yeah. He held on nigga hospital as long as he could.
Like, I'm trying to see. Like, I don't even think there's a Cash Money Records, like, .com, nigga. That's how much, like, things are out of sorts. You know, like Trick Daddy said, he's like, has anybody ever seen the Cash Money Records office? said, somebody tell me what Cash Money Records address is. And nobody can say nothing. He said, because there ain't one.
That's funny as shit, nigga. Oh god, I'm not trying to look right now.
Oh yeah, there is.
Yeah, they got one.
CashMoney-Records.com. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, first thing out there is Drake, which I don't blame him. It's a whole bunch of old shit. Well, no, okay, it's recent. They keep it updated.
But they used to didn't, man. I remember, like, it was just like years after the Hot Boys, they still had Hot Boys pictures on there.
Yeah, I guess with Wayne leaving, they gotta be like, hey, man, we gotta do something. yeah, because I see all these people they signed out here. They ain't done nothing.
Yeah.
Cassie, my bad. What's this? Karen who? Karen Hannah? Who the fuck is this? Yeah, I see you talking about Jaquez. See this dude. Yeah. And then the whole Young Money team. What happened to the Young Money team? I can make it better again.
them niggas all rolled out. I think, Lil Chucky went on his own. I'm trying to think who was. Of course, Tiger, he dipped out.
Yeah, is he even still doing music? He more of an entrepreneur now than anything.
Oh, Tiger's still doing music. He got music out now. Oh. And it's pretty good. Surprisingly.
I ain't gonna lie, my only song I like from him is Rack City Trick, Rack City Bitch. That's my shit.
Yeah, that's kind of what kind of, I guess, resurged him, but he, yeah.
Okay, he got some good music. I'm about to check this shit out.
He been straight. I mean, that's, another nigga that Drake went at. Almost destroyed his career. But, yeah, man. He gonna have to do something.
Yeah.
Because I don't see it. If he could turn what's left of his roster into gold, then I have to, like, hands down. Like, you have to give it up to him.
Yeah, if we can somehow turn this goblet of shit into gold, you gotta give me credit.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so we'll definitely see, man. But I think Birdman time has finally come to an end.
It might be, man. But congratulations to Wayne. Hopefully, in the future you'll have people on your team that will pay more attention to your business endeavors. Make sure that you are getting what you are owed. And the thing, man, like, him, still being so young, I don't even think he's not even 40 yet. Let's see. Yeah, he's like 36 to 37.
Yeah, so he good.
Yeah, so. Yeah, man. But, for real, if this don't teach young artists to wake up and, pay attention to all this stuff, it's so much easier now than it was back then. Because now you can survive and not, be on a label. But if you do decide to sign with a label, just know what all that label contract entails now. Because now they get to a point where, they taking everything. Like, even Apple now. Apple taking, not just a third of your royalties, but I think they taking, no, a third of your publishing, my fault. I think they trying to get something else too. It's a pretty big deal as far as, like, artists are concerned. So.
Yeah, man. Yeah, watch what you sign, man. Don't just be happy just to be in the room, man. If you're there, just be like, man, y'all are here for me. What are y'all offering me? Don't just be like, man, I'm just so happy, man. What do I sign? They'll be like, yeah, got that nigga. Like, dude, don't do that shit, man.
Yeah.
Especially if you see a nigga like Birdman, 50 Cent, or Puff Daddy sitting across from you. Especially Puff Daddy. Well, nigga, you need to be questioning why you even there. Puff Daddy sitting across from you with a contract. You need to be rethinking your whole career. You be like, you know what? I'm gonna go work for Best Buy, man. No. Cause this is where I'm gonna end up anyway in about 4 or 5 years. I might as well just get down now so I can try to be a GM or some shit. You know, I was growing way up the fucking ladder, man. But man, so what's the moral of the story, ST? Well, like you said, watch those contracts, man.
Yeah, watch what you sign.
Watch what you sign, man. Shit. God damn. Yeah. All right. This shit ain't worth it, man.
Congrats, Lil Wayne. You know.
Hey, keep up in the Carter Five, nigga. I will be listening.
Hopefully, Wayne isn't, you know, being this Carter Five was recorded. I don't know how long ago, but you know how quickly music.
Yeah, he needs to update that. He needs to update that album. He can't just come out with that album. He definitely got to update that shit. He can't just be like, nah, fuck. Cause Carter Five was supposed to come out like 3 years ago.
Shit, it might have been more than that.
Yeah. So he definitely got to update, get back in the studio because he can't release it because the sound won't be good. It'd be a different sound.
Yeah. Something.
Do something, my nigga. Shit. All right, ST, send us all home, nigga.
All right, y'all. Once again, we appreciate y'all allowing us into your earbuds, your cars, your homes, your jobs. We want to thank y'all once again for tuning in for another special episode of the Blunt Cast Podcast. Be sure to hit us up on all our social media. Like and subscribe and follow. We need them subs.
Yes.
Hit up our Teespring. Go get you a Blank Canvas Podcast shirt. Represent the Blank Canvas as only you can. Let's see, hit us up at the Blank Canvas ECST@gmail.com. Leave us questions, comments, tell us what you like about the show, what you don't like about the show. Give us suggestions for new shows and all that. Remember that ignorance is not a handicap, it's a personal choice. And if there is no light, you must be the light. So be the light.
Be the light, y'all.
Yeah, man. That's it. Another great episode. Hope y'all enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was a good episode. I loved it.
Once again, we'll see y'all next week.
Yeah, sometime, we'll figure it out, but,
Something like that.
Y'all get us every, y'all at least get us every week. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
One day...
Yeah.
Yeah. One day we pinpoint it. One day we like it's definitely on this day. Then we be like, fuck it. It'll be when we get it to y'all. So just know, we'll get to y'all though. Cause we love y'all.
Yeah. All right. That's it for episode number 94. We gonna holler at y'all.
Somebody, nigga. I want that shit too. Hit it, nigga. Go ahead, and hit it.
Life.
Are you a clown, man?
Thank you for listening to Blank Canvas Podcast. We'll see you next week.
Oh, no.